Do you want to introduce yourself first? What's your name, where are you from, and what do you do here on the Ocean Viking?
I'm Aston. I'm 36 years old.
Repeat again, please. I forgot the question.
What are you doing here on the Ocean Viking?
Yes. So my name is Aston, and I'm from Syria. I live in Norway like 7 years ago, and I have graduated from Alexandria, Egypt, as a maritime engineer. I arrived to Norway as a refugee since 2015, in the end of 2015, yeah. Then, you know, I started to integrate in the Norwegian society and learn the language and find a job, so on. That made me a little bit like a little bit far away or busy from the case I had in my deepest, let's say, heart. Like, I came from a situation where it was like war and people running away, escaping from the dangerous situation in their areas, local areas. So when I got recruited to the organization SOS Mediterranean, my first impression was like, I never heard about the organizations, such organizations that people doing all this effort to save lives at sea. So I got excited about the idea, and suddenly I felt like, yeah, this is can be like a good combination between my background in the maritime life and between my story as a refugee in Norway. Like, I arrived as a refugee. I crossed from Izmir, Turkey, to Greece, and then from Greece I took all the way up to Norway. So there is something related to you, and I found like it's a call to do something for my people, at least, or maybe more generalized, like not only the Syrian people but everybody else who take this choice to escape. So that's why I'm here.
It's super interesting as well, because you have, okay, background as a former refugee, as a Syrian, you have these experiences, you share the experiences with a lot of these people who are coming across, but you're also a maritime engineer. I don't know, I sort of almost don't have a question, but do you think that helps to motivate you, not just that you have the experience, but also the skills, you have the right skills for a job like this, you know?
Yeah, of course, because if I had a different background, I wouldn't be recruited from the beginning. And the second point is that from my previous experience on the commercial ships, like, I was doing my job, my daily job, my daily routine. And that was before the war and before the what's going on in Syria. And I was happy, but I didn't reach that level of satisfaction. Like, yeah, it's just a job. It was just a job. But now, what I'm doing now is more than a job. It's a case. For me, now it's a case. And to have a case to wake you up every morning, it's much meaningful thing.
How many missions have you done?
Last November was my first, and this is my second only. So I'm totally new.
Fresh.
Like last rotation we had
done six operations in one patrol. I've done six operations, was quite intensive, and it was one of the longest, I don't know if you heard about it, it was one of the longest rotations for SOS Mediterranean. Like, we had to hold on waiting for port of safety for 21 days. It went well, and here we go to continue.
Last question. Did the on that last, in November, your mission, were there Syrians, did you rescue Syrians at the time?
Yeah.
If this question makes sense, how did it feel? What was like their reaction to you when they've made this crossing and they see you a fellow Syrian who's in this other position?
Actually, I was not sure about what I'm doing, and I didn't have the enough strength to face it or to know what's going on, basically. Like, I had, after, because we spent a long time together, so in the end up I came to them and I started to ask them same question you are asking me now, like, guys, does it mean to you that I'm here? Like, does it change anything for you? I wanted to hear it from them because I didn't have the confidence, let's say, that I'm giving them something. Luckily, I heard a lot of positive answers, like, yeah, you things like it's good that you are here for us, and we are very happy to meet a Syrian who understands our situation and who knows, like, from what we are escaping and why we are going there. Was it a call? Sorry.
Yes, coming in a minute.
So, yeah, the positive response from them gave me, like, motivating to continue. Like, one of them told me that you are the reason why I didn't throw myself until now, like, after 15 days of waiting time. Like, that's enough for me. Such answer is enough for me. So, yeah, there is a reason why I want to continue with this.
Do you think it sounds like they kind of seeing that for someone like you, life can get better, you can find a place, it gives them, like, hope?
Yeah, first of all, like, strengthen their patience, and at the same time, I was like an example, like, guys, come on, it will be solved, just hold on. Like, that's it. It's that simple. And when you hear such words from someone who went through the same situation you are in right now, it came to your heart, like, differently. It's not like when you hear it from the captain, for example, or from someone else. So it was useful, I think.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, and, you know, you want to add something?
Thank you very much.